Hi, I'm Joe Hare, and in this week's modcast, we'll be covering all the latest news in the world of modifications. This week, we'll be covering the upcoming October Working Group meeting, change subcommittee outcomes, and I'll provide an update on our much-anticipated CodeWorks launch. At the next Working Group meeting on the 2nd of October, we'll be discussing four modifications. Modification 46, allow DNOs to control electric vehicle chargers connected to smart meter infrastructure. Modification 62, northbound application traffic management, alert storm protection. Modification 67, service request traffic management. And modification 79, provisions for withdrawing modifications. You can find more details on the agenda on our meetings calendar on our website. If you'd like to attend, please let us know by emailing sec.change@gemserve.com, including which modifications you'll be attending for. Now onto our latest draft proposal, DP 87, correction to SEC Section G user responsibilities. This has been raised by the security subcommittee and the lead analyst is Harry Jones. This has been raised due to an error identified in Section G, which compromises the security of the smart metering system. The section needs to be amended so that it can differentiate between obligations relating to communication subfunction and gas proxy function for SMETS 1 and SMETS 2 devices. This week's change subcommittee made recommendations to the panel on four draft proposals. DP 80, ensuring a managed move to GEOIS version 3, and DP 83, change coordination, were recommended to be converted to modification proposals and to undergo the refinement process. DP 81, alignment of GEOIS and CHISM to reflect current DCC processing, and DP 87, correction to Section G user responsibilities, have also been recommended to be converted to modification proposals and to go straight to the report phase. The panel will review these four draft proposals at their next meeting on the 11th of October. To commemorate the 6th birthday of the Smart Energy Code, our newly digitalised document management tool went live on Monday. This is CodeWorks, and it is an online portal that allows you to view all of the set documents in one place, as well as filter to the relevant parts that only apply to you. Further work is being carried out to provide the functionality to manage modifications, as well as the handling of security assessments on CodeWorks. For more information on CodeWorks, please visit our website. Now on to releases. I'd like to remind you that the June and November 2020 release implementation documents are published on the SEC website. These documents summarise the scope of both releases, the impacts they will have, the timelines and testing strategies, the central costs that will be incurred, and the acceptance criteria for each release. Each document will be updated periodically as the releases develop. We have recently published three BASE consultations on our website. BASE have issued the consultation titled Delivering a Smart Meter System, a Smart Meter Policy Framework Post 2020. This is aimed to provide clarity on the government's plans beyond the end of 2020. The consultation closes at 10 a.m. on Monday the 11th of November 2019. BASE has published a government response on directing the DCC to plan for the design, development and implementation of smart meter enduring change of supply arrangements. This consultation ran from the 30th of May to the 27th of June 2019. BASE have also launched a consultation on proposed changes to SEC Schedule 11, Technical Specification Applicability Tables. The changes proposed are to the installation validity period and maintenance validity period end dates for the Communications Hub Technical Specifications versions 1 and version 1.1. This is as a consequence of industry's agreement to include both CHITS version 1.1 and CHITS version 1.3 compatible Communications Hub availability with new and amended milestones on the Joint Industry Plan. The consultation closes on the 11th of October 2019. All comments or responses to these consultations should be submitted to smartmetering@base.gov.uk. And that's all for now. If you have any comments or queries on any of the topics covered, please get in contact and we'll be happy to help out. Thanks for listening.